Okay, Dalet Amud Aleph. I want to go back to yesterday's Gemara because I found a better way to read one line, a simpler, smoother way to read one line. The line about the suffix. I'll show you when I get there. So let's go to the two dots. Tum tum v'androgynous. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught, Zachor lahotzi et anashim, a zachor that comes to exclude women. Zachorcha lahotzi tum tum v'androgynous. Kol zachorchas l'rabos diktanim. Amar mar zachor lahotzi et anashim. Right, a zachor to exclude women. Lama likra, why don't we need a pasuk? Michti, let's see, it's a mitzvah seishas man grama hu. V'chol mitzvah seishas man grama, nashim pturus, women are exempt. By the way, that's one huge sugya you had yesterday. And it's resal kadayit chavin, no, because I would need it because I would think, neilif ria ria mahakel, learn ria ria mahakel, ma lahala nashim chayavas, afka nashim chayavas, kamash balan, no, they're excluded. So Amar Mar, Zachurcha is coming to exclude Tum Tum Androgynous, Bishlama Androgynous, Itzrik Salkadit Chame, I need it because Hoyle Veitzlait Sad Zachris. Since he has a side of him that's male, he should be Chayev. Kamash Balan, Debiryev Ifneatzmahu, even though he has a Tzad Zachris, it's not that he's male slash female. It's male female. It's a mix. It's a hybrid. And therefore, there never really is a Tzad Zachris. Ela tumtum sveik. There's a side of him that's male. Lechayev kamash b'lan debiryu b'fnei atzmahu. It's, by the way, this is similar to you have this famous Ritva and Yoma about bila makevis, but bena shmashos. Do you say that bena shmashos is safek yom safek lila? We're not sure if it's day. We're not sure if it's night. That's the classic interpretation. Ritva's interpretation is no. When we say Bena Shmashas is Safik Yom Safik Laila, it means it's a mixture of day and night. It's its own time entity. It's day-night. It's a mixture of both. So too here. When we say that, oh, Tzad Zachris, that was going on the assumption that the way it works is that he's either half this, half that. No, it's a mix, and therefore it's Birya Bifneatzma. There is no Tzad Zachris. Elatumtum is a Safiku. So this is the part I want to read a little differently. Mi Itzrach Kra Limeute Sveika. Do I need a pasuk to tell you to exclude somebody who is a suffix? Meaning, tumtum androgynous is not the makor to jump into the fray over suffix deraisa lechomer or not. If you hold suffix deraisa lechomer as derabanan, then I don't need a pasuk to exclude him. He's already excluded. If suffix deraisa lechomer, right? If suffix deraisa lechomer, that's another pasuk. That's other pasuk. Like, I don't need this conversation to exclude him. I don't need this conversation to exclude him. That's a separate subject. So me itzrich kro lemeut desfek. Do I need a pasuk to deal with situations of suffik? Suffik happens in the entire Torah. I need it now over here by tumtum androgynous. So amar abaye mishabetzav mibachutz. No, because this is more than a suffik. Here the beitzim are bachutz, and therefore since the beitzim are on the outside, there's a side to say that maybe this is a male. So Amar Mar, Kol Zachur Chal Rabbas Dektanim Vatzran Chutz Mechei Rishot
Vekotan. Why is that more than a suffix, though? I don't understand why it's more than a suffix.
It's out. Reads it. Beitz of Mibachutz, Ela Shehagid Taman. The testicles are out, but the member is in. Daha Vadai Zacharhu. So therefore, it's definitely a male.
Right.
Once the testicles are, yep. That's right. Once the testicles are out, it's definitely a male. Hilkach itzrich kralamute. Therefore, you need a pasuk to exclude it. Very good. Rashi says right there.
No, the guy's
Torah then says the following. By the chushchei vav lokash kam bekatan shegi lechinach kam bekatan shelo igi lechinach. Right, a katan shegi lechinach derabanan he. So what do you need a pasuk? Yeah, einach nami v'kra asmachta be'alma. The pasuk is just an asmachta lekra lamayata. So then, what does the pasuk really come for? Teach us the opinion of cherem. Cherem say hamekame. It's one who scoops up the kaka v'hametzarif, one who smelts the copper nechoshes and the bursi, and one who works on the hides is butter from riya mishum shenemar, because it says kol zechurcha mishiyachol lalos im kol zechurcha. Yatsu elu she'eno royin lalos im kol zechurcha. Okay, next Gemara. Here we go. Noshim va'avodim she'eno meshuchram. This should be so easy because we've discussed this so much, but the Gemara here now fills in the final pieces that we sort of been talking about and intuiting. Now, bishlama noshim kedamran. I understand women, but ela avodim, what about slaves? Amar avuna amar kro. It comes from a source. El pnei ha'adon Hashem. Facing the master of Hashem, mi she'ein lo ela adon echad. It must be someone who has, because it says the master. Hey, before the word adon is the hey ha'yidiyah. It's the definitive master. And therefore, you has to be someone who only has one master, not two. This guy's got another master. So how lama likro? Why don't we need a pasuk? Michti, kol mitzvah sha'isha chayeves bo, evid chayev bo. Kol mitzvah sha'ena isha chayeves bo, ein evid chayev bo. We have a limud, right, from Gemara Nazir Samech Aleph, Krisa Zayinam Abayz, that whatever a woman is obligated, an evid is obligated, and vice versa, not. So, right, so why should it be the Gomer law, la mi'isha? It says v'kosav law in Dvarim Chav Dalet, and then it says, chavsa lo gnasan law, right, in Vayikra Yotes. It says the word also again, law. So mi'isha, Amar Avina lo nitzracha el l'misha chatzi evet chatzi. No, it's teaching us a unique case of a chatzi evet chatzi ben chorin. And Dekanami, this also is precise in the reading. Dekatani, because it says, Nashim va'avadim she'ena mishuchrarim. It used a funny language by the Eved in our Mishnah. It said an Eved who is not mishuchrar, who is not free. What in the world, she'ena mishuchrar? What does that mean? Ilema she'ena mishuchrarim klal, if it means not free at all, listen avadim, just call him Eved stama. El alav she'ena mishuchrarim lagamre. But rather means not freed entirely. Umaynin, who's such a person? Someone who's a chetzi evet, chetzi ben chorin, shmamina. This we knew already. Everything we knew, all we got extra here was the pasuk that we learned that from. El pnei ha'adon Hashem. That's where we got it from. In the end of the Gemara, Basil corrects it anyways and says the guy's going to be freed in 3 days, so we're going to include him in the list. He's the hakol. We're going to include him. We just never redacted the chutz Tom Brady 12, and therefore he's still included there. Hachiger, Suma, Chola, and Zakein. Tana Rabbanan. Regolim, legs, prat labale kabin, to exclude people who have wooden peg legs. Davar acher, reglayim, prat lechiger, lechola, lesuma, ulezakein, usheini achola alos baraglov, and someone who can't go on their feet. Let's clarify this. She'eni yachol lalas paraglav, someone who can't go on their feet. Latuye mai, what's that coming to include exactly over here? What's being included that was not really included before? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Latuye mefunaki. A person is a mefunak. They don't like to go without shoes. They like walking around without shoes. Oh, my feet are going to get dirty. I don't like to be dirty. Dechtiv kisavo liros, right? Because it says in the pasuk, right? Kisavo liros. When you come to see my before me, pnei panai, mi bikesh zos miadchem ramos chatzei rimos with a shva rimos chatzei. When you come to appear before me, who asked this from you to trample in my courtyards? Trample implies treading on something with your feet on. So you're supposed to enter the Azara barefoot, and this is a type of guy who doesn't want to be barefoot. And that's who it's referring to. So I dodged the question the first week when you guys were asking in the Mishnah, who else is included in Misha'eni Yachol Lalas Paraglav? But the Gemara is talking about somebody who is already going to go up, but doesn't want to take off his shoes when he gets there. And that's one of the requirements. You can't go into the Azara with shoes on. And he's not going to want to do that. He's mafunik like that. What? No, your foot. Oh, the foot's got to touch the ground over there. Foot's got to touch the ground. We had an actual chamber where there was a fire there, and they would warm their feet so they wouldn't get sick. It was quite cold. They would have a.
What was the thing with the original Mishnah?
So what we had this already. I just never translated it so well. I just
couldn't go with their feet. I mean,
it's what? What'd you think it meant the first week? What'd you think it meant the first week?
The guy is sick and his leg.
We said chola. We said that already. We said a lame person. So what'd we think it meant? So I dodged it. We drayed around a little bit. But this is what it means. It means a guy who's already is going to go up there, but he doesn't want to take off his shoes. Okay, Rabbis Chazatana Ha'arel. So we learned further. Atana taught in the Braisa. These are other people who are exempt from the mitzvah Ri'iyah. Arel, one. Tamei and Peturim and Ariyah. The Arel and the Tamei are also potter from the Ri'iyah.
What's the Arel?
Arel's uncircumcised. I always picture Oral Hershiser for an Arel when you need to remember. He's the most Gentile, Erlich Christian, Gentile, Arel, Oral Hershiser. Okay, Ptura Minaria, Bishlam Atame. I understand a Tame is exempt from going up there, from Olas Re'iyah. Dechtziv, because it says, Uvatam shama vehevesim shama. You shall come there and you shall bring your offerings. You have to be eligible in the coming. Kol sheyeshno bebia, yeshno bahava, is chayev in the bringing of the offering. Kol sheyeshno bebia, but someone who cannot come is not going to be chayev in the hava. Now, how do we know that in our RL also? So, Hamani, Rabbi Akiva hi, demarabi la'arl katame. He links an uncircumcised person like a tame. Tanya, Rabbi Akiva says, ish, ish. Right? Any person who comes from Aaron HaKohen, who's a Metzora or Zav, should not eat from the Kodesh. L'rabos the Aurel, ish, the extra word ish, comes to include an Aurel. You see over here that an Aurel is linked to a Tame, and therefore, that's why he is exempt.
Is a Goya allowed to bring a Korban?
No. I'm on a different thinking hat now. There's a difference between an Aurel can get circumcised. Right, but a person with a tummy hasn't had the ability already.
We're talking about an Aurel that can't.
Yeah. It's a case of Misa of Yisrael Shemesu Acha Machmas Mila, Rashi says, that his brother died because of Mila. Let's just finish off the Gemara here. It's quite easy also, repeating. The Tanya is learned already in a Bryce, Rabbi Kiva Mer Ish Ish, Larabas the Aral, Tonar Abanan Tami, Potter Music says, Batam Shavetim Shama, Kol Shabi Vishma, Kol Shabi Vishma, Bar Yochram, and Davai says, Misha Yudab Sum of Axwayna of Potter Maria, Shinemar, Yira Yirik, Derek Shvelis, Kach Baliros, saw this already. Ma Baliros Bishteinav, Af Liros, so to be seen, Bishteinav. Very easy Gemara. Let's read that one again just so we get it locked in our heads. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan, Chiger Suma Chola Zakin. Tana Rabbanan, Ragolim, Prat Lebalei Kabin, to exclude a peg leg. Davar Acher, Ragolim, Prat Lechiger, a lame person, a Chola, a Suma, a Zakin. Shani Achalas Baraglov, something on their feet, Shani Achalas Baraglov, I'll tell you what's coming to include. Amarava Latuye, to include a Mafunaki. Someone who is a mafunuk, they don't like to take off their shoes. Dichtiv says, Ki savo liros panai, when you come to see my face, mi bikesh zos miyadchem, who asked this of you? Ramus chatserai, to trample my courtyards. Tana ha'arel ba'tame p'torim enariya, bishlam ha'tame dichtiv v'atam shavetem shama. Kol sheyeshno b'biya, yeshno b'ava. But kol she'eno b'biya, eno b'ava. Some arel, what do we learn from? Rabbi Kiva says, Merabi la'arel katame, he connects arel to tame. Tana, Rabbi Kiva, ish ish. Right? From Zera Aaron, Sarua Azav, Larabos at the Aral. Tana Rabbanan, Tame Potter Mina Re'ia, Tame's Potter Mina, Dechiv, Vahatab Shavitab Shavosh Bibia, Yeshno Behava, Chol She'ena Bibia, Eina Behava. Rabbi Yochanan Menda Avai says, Amr Shem Yehuda, Suma Be'achas Be'enav. Potter from Rik says, Yira Yirik, Derek Shbaliros, Kach Baliros, Mabosh, Denev, Av Baliros, Beshtei Einav. So looking at the Amud, just to get a sequence here, starting from the two dots at the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. So first of all, you talked about three drushas. You had the zachar to exclude women, zachurcha to exclude tumtum androgynous, kol zachurcha to larabos dektanim. So that took up bulk of the page, those three dinim. Again, women, tumtum androgynous, and ketanim. We had three teachings on those. Then we went over to the topic of avadim. That's number four. After we dealt with avadim, we dealt with the people, the misha'ina chola alas baraglav, the guy who can't go up on his feet. It's talking about a mafunuk. Then we asked two new guys, what about an aral and a tameh? That's the sixth topic so far. And then number seven over there on the page is you talked about a suma ba'achas meinav, went back again. So seven very simple topics on the page. You put them into your memory palace, do what you want with them. And you're able to easily say over this Amud. The topics are all quite easy, not hard to memorize or to give back over. We'll stop there for today.